Well, it is unusual when you have, I believe it was unanimous, both in
the New York
legislature and the New Jersey legislature. So you have two legislatures, unanimous, Republicans and Democrats. So I do think it was a missed opportunity. You know, that being said, what I think prompted the lack of support is the fact that it coincided with the report that the governors, Christie and Cuomo, commissioned to make recommendations on how to change operations of the Port Authority. And there was a piece in terms of public information, a parallel bill that was approved. Based on the comments in the paper, it sounds like the sponsors are going to bring it up in the next session in 2015. It'll come up again. You know, from my point of view, the legislation would have done by statute, which is important. So regardless of who the governors are, you would have had certain requirements as far as accountability, transparency, the notion of board, members or commissioners, having a fiduciary responsibility. It really sought to bring Port Authority procedures in line with public authority procedures that we have on the books here in New York. Those, by the way, need to be strengthened as well. But, we'll say, look, I think given some of the reaction to the veto, it's going to require a continued conversation on how we can make sure the Port Authority is operating with best practices with a priority on transparency and accountability.